Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me, I have Beth Henry. She is a board member of the Marquest Area Chamber of Commerce and publicity chair for the Wine Country Harvest Fair. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Michelle. How are
Excellent.
You?
Excellent. I'm good.
Good, good.
And we also in studio have Brian Molesbury. He is, of course, the co-owner of Molesbury's Market. He's also a board member with the Marquest Area Chamber of Commerce and also a member of the Marquest Citizens Advisory Committee. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning. And also Steve Plowman, who is the president of the Marquest Area Chamber of
Woo-hoo.
Commerce.
All hail, Mr. President.
Congratulations. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. And I'm glad to be the president.
Good, good. So obviously we want to talk about the Marquest Chamber and this big event that you've got coming up this next week. It is Wine Country Harvest Fair, a community rebuilding event on Wednesday, September 26th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the LBC. And it's going to be really, really fun. Now tell us a little bit about the Chamber and what you guys do.
Well, the Marquest Chamber of Commerce is a little bit different than other chambers because when it got started, it was also sort of like the government of that area. It's a huge population. There's right. 20 to 25,000 people in that area, depending on how you really map it out, bigger than a lot of towns in Sonoma County. And so the chamber for many, many years has acted not only as a chamber of commerce supporting businesses, but also as a community leader trying to just help the whole community and all the citizens there.
Yeah, we have members who are not only from the school district, not only from the business community, but the school district, the arts organizations, the nonprofit organizations.
And then a few years ago, James Gore made the final political maneuvers to create the Marquest Advisory Council. Mm-hmm. And since that time, there is now a governing body that is sort of taking over those functions. And we're now trying to focus more on the business and now with, you know, the fact that we were one of the worst areas hit by fires, we're really trying to get the whole community back to how it was as a nice place to be, you know, everybody, you know, involved with the community. And this event is our first attempt now to really do that as we feel like the area has healed to some degree. And we want to promote that feeling and get people back in a happier spirit.
Right, right. And I do see driving along Old Redwood Highway there and along Marquest Springs Road that some houses are coming up. Some are actually already finished.
Yeah.
How is that progressing? How's that going?
Well, it's going slower than I think most people originally thought, but as time went on, it became obvious that it was going to be a lot longer process. But it is moving on. Mm-hmm. A lot of the developers have committed to dates with as many as 100 homeowners is when they're going to have their homes done. But yeah. I know a lot of people are hoping to be in their home by Christmas this year, but that'll probably be a small percentage. It's going to go on. Construction will go on for at least 5 years to get us back to where we were in terms of number of homes in the area.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how the community is still committed to that area. You know, how many people are still think of it as their home, think of it as their neighborhood, and are still involved in that community. The schools are just as full as ever, so people are definitely coming in and dropping off their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's really nice, too, is when you see customers coming back into the area, not only they haven't moved back into the area yet, but they're coming in and checking on that, okay, our foundation is poured today, and they're all excited getting back into the area, seeing that there's some forward movement, getting the houses built, seeing other homes being built, seeing their house getting started and recreated again. It's like gives them a feeling like we're coming back together here. So
yeah.
Even coming back into the store, they're running into people that they haven't seen in a long time because
yeah.
they haven't been in the area.
Yeah.
And so you just see people starting to get more of an uplift in their step and area, seeing the whole community coming back together. Because
yeah.
There was no progress for a long time. You just saw the deconstruction of the whole area. And now once the first foundation started getting poured and people starting to come back into the area, just checking on their properties. I mean, they're seeing each other's neighbors that they haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And it's a good feeling for everybody to see each other again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And you see those people, or at least you see the community, on a daily basis at Molesbury's.
Yeah, we get to see them in the store on a regular basis. And what was nice is after the fires, because our store was closed down for a week, people came back into the store to to first time to see that their, you know, their homes were gone.
Or that there was a store. Yeah. It's really a store there.
It was told that the store was gone, so they would come in and people were just crying and hugging each other, and it was just a place of a place for the community to come together within the store, and people were just hugging each other and holding each other and just, you know, telling their story of what had happened that night before, you know, for that week. And it was just a, it was, you know, like we talked to all our employees, just let people, let them have their feelings within the store.
Oh, for sure.
This isn't about selling groceries. This is about just getting the community together and seeing each other again.
And honestly, your local grocery store kind of is that anyway. You know,
it
is that place where you run into your neighbors and you chat a little bit, and then you go on and you get the things you need, and you run into maybe somebody else to, you know, and it's just that sort of gathering place. I see people at my local grocery store and I run into them, say, "Oh yeah, hey Susan, hey Bob," say it all the time.
And if I can make a plug for Molesbury's Market, Brian's always been super active in the community, supporting everyone and everything that he can, and that's, in a lot of ways, his MO in life is be there for the community.
Yeah. And we did lose a lot in Mark West, in the Mark West area. How is that then impacting this annual Wine Country Harvest Fair? Because this has been traditionally something that is more of sort of your Chamber of Commerce sort of mixer kind of a thing. So how has that impacted what this event is?
Yeah, this is our annual trade show historically. Mm-hmm. Last year we did not have one because it was scheduled for right after the fire.
Yeah.
But trade shows, in all honesty, they're starting to lose their vitality as a way to reach out to the community. But we felt that very strongly that this year we had the opportunity to brand it as something different. And this will be a community get-together. Yes, we will have all our business leaders there. We will have our community leaders there. We will have our government there. We will have updates from people. There will be builders there. There's also businesses that are rebranding, and they're taking this as an opportunity to roll out their regrowth as well. And it's a community of gathering event. There will be free food and beverages.
Nice.
And activities
adult
for the
beverages
kids.
Adult.
It's very important.
The adult beverages have perked up.
Very important. Yes. Beer and wine. Yes.
Nice. Okay, cool. So this is happening on Wednesday, September 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. Come on by. Say hello to your neighbors. Of course, it's a great place to gather and see people again. This is happening at the LBC. And have you regularly held it at the LBC? Is that the normal location for this?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. This is, I think, our 29th annual the LBC. Yes.
Nice.
Well, I don't know if they're all at the LBC.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how long that's been here. I've been involved with the chamber for about 17 years. So.
And it's always been there 17 years at the LBC.
Yeah, as long as I've been involved, my first one was
there. They're good chamber members.
Yeah. And from then on, we've always had a booth. I work for Action Rents, and we've always supported this chamber. And we've always had a booth there as well.
Good, good. And in addition to things for adults to check out, there's also stuff for kids.
Yep. Accent Printing, that's my employer. We will have hula hoops there and a hula hoop contest. So Laura Bure at Exchange Bank, she's going to have a cornhole toss or something. Or
a few little games with prizes.
Yeah. So so it's not just, you know, come and walk around at the booth. It's an opportunity to, you know, bring the kids, spend a couple hours away from the computer screens and see people and talk and laugh potentially again.
Good, good.
And we will have, we always make, like I said, the Mark West Chamber was always concerned about the community, so at our trade show all these years, we've always offered a free booth to the fire department, to the police department, sheriff's department, veterans, and the school board, and other community organizations that have requested booths in the past. So they'll all be there.
Oh, great.
And you can, you know, ask questions about what's going on as well from them, and we're hoping some of the building captains and the neighborhood captains.
Block captains
are going to be there as well to answer questions from the people who are trying to get back in and get their,
that's great.
Their
yeah.
neighborhood back together.
Yeah, we're really excited this year.
How much does it cost to attend?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Michelle. It's free.
It's free.
It's free to the public.
That's awesome.
Yes. The food is free.
Food sampling, beverage sampling.
Are free.
Absolutely. Wow, okay. Yes. All right. So make sure you bring your ID to be checked so
sampled,
that you can sample some of these wonderful beverages. Do you know which beverages are going to be poured?
Brian, Kendall Jackson will be there pouring. Uh-huh. I know that. Amy's Wicked Slush will have...
ooh, yum.
Have,
that's very good.
I know, right? They'll have some samples there. You might want to get there early. Who else was going to be there, Brian?
I did not bring a list. We have five other wineries that are represented there and three of the beer companies that are local here.
Oh, that's right. There's
beer.
Beer as well.
Okay.
And Molesbury's Market, of course, will have a magnificent spread for us, as they always
we
do.
Have plenty of food there.
Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's St. Florian's is from out of Windsor is going to be there. Eagle Distributing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is another one.
Great.
So,
wonderful.
And Bear Republic.
Very cool. Okay, so lots of things for people to enjoy, and check out all the great vendors there and support the local vendors. That's what I really like about these types of events is that, you know, you have opportunities in day-to-day life to make purchases, right? And there's different things that you have to buy. If you go to one of these trade shows, you can say, oh, these are the people who are in my community. These are the choices. If I want to shop local, these are the people who I should
that
be doing business with.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Makes a big difference for everyone. It employs local people. You feel better. You're spending your dollar, which then recirculates. It's all good for our entire community. Mm-hmm. So besides all of the wonderful food and the great businesses, the kids' activities, this is also a chance for reuniting the community, for everyone to come together. How are you spreading the word, besides here on radio, how are you spreading the word to get people to the event?
Well, of course, KSRO is the best place.
It is. KSRO and our sister stations is a great place to tell people about it.
The only one. But we have other media partners as well, the Windsor Times, because Windsor is such so close to, in proximity to the Mark West area.
Yep.
We have banners up, and we're going to have message boards up.
Right, message boards.
And we have little flyers and posters that we put up all over the area.
Facebook. Right. Facebook's always good. Mm-hmm. Social media.
Do you have a Facebook page for the chamber?
We do.
Great, okay.
Yeah, Mark West has a Facebook page and a website. MarkWest.org is the website.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. So lots of ways that people can find out more details. What about your sponsors? This does take some sponsorship to make it all happen. Who are your main sponsors for the event?
Well, Molesbury's, of course. Mm-hmm. Then and Accent Printing and Design. Mm-hmm. Did I mention Accent Printing and
yes,
Design?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. And the county of Sonoma, and Carlton Senior Living, who will also be growing in the area as we rebuild, and the California American Water, which is the water company there and the Mark West area.
Excellent. So thank you to the sponsors for helping to make this happen. And we do want to encourage everyone to come out. It is happening on Wednesday, September 26th at the LBC, 4 to 7, and really bring the whole family, because there is something for the kids to do. There's an opportunity to see your neighbors, see people maybe you haven't seen in a while, to support the local businesses, and to just get excited about the rebuilding of the community. It is very exciting. I drive down Old Redwood Highway pretty much every day, and it feels good to see the houses coming back and to see things starting to come back to life. It feels really good.
Yes.
Because it's been hard. I won't drive down that every day. So congratulations on the rebuilding in your community. It's really great.
Thank you. And many thanks to Molesbury's Market as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Of course.
Good to see everybody coming around again in the neighborhood. It's like, you know, faces you haven't seen in so long and stuff, they're starting to reappear, and people you haven't seen in a long time, like, oh my God, I forgot about, you know, and you didn't know if people had moved out of the area, whether people lost their homes. I mean, you don't know.
Right.
And, you know, it's neat to see that it's coming back.
Yeah, it was tough. It scattered everyone immediately, and it was just so hard to lose that. I mean, that. Obviously, your home, your possessions, your family members, some people died in this fire. But to lose that community feeling too, on top of all of that, is really, really tough. So it's great to be able to have something like this where people can come back and see each other again.
We really hope to see you next Wednesday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, September 26th at the LBC, 4 to 7. It's a free event. Come on by, say howdy to your neighbors, and enjoy a very fun time. Wine Country Harvest Fair. Learn more at markwest.org. This is Sonoma County Focus.